Well, Phillips, I'm repeating at the Desergeant here. Today's date is 04/22/2023. Dictation is for Teresa Carballo. Carballo spells C-R-B-A-L-L-O. Teresa spells T-E-R-E-S-A. Date of birth is 09/20/1957. 65-year-old female here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient says patient has a history of chronic knee pain, open parenthesis, DJD, close parenthesis, hypertension, obesity, is there for follow and hypothyroidism, diabetes, here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill, she states. Since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And say she continues to have pain in her knee, period. She said the medication she takes for the pain in meloxicam, it affects her stomach and wants to take a break from that period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of room air. Blood pressure is 145/79. Pulse 102. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. Next paragraph. Respiratory. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. No peripheral edema. Cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Knee. Right knee has positive ballotment sign, negative valgus, negative varus, negative McMurray, negative Lachman, neurovascularly intact. Diffuse tenderness to palpation, period. There's some grating with range of motion, period. Next paragraph. Left knee, normal exam, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, time to read, cranial nerves, two tenders, normal motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is DJD, bilateral knees. Assessment number two is chronic joint pain. Number three, hypertension. Number four, obesity. Number five, diabetes type 2. Number six, hypothyroidism. Today we did the following in the clinic today. Labs are drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4. And vitamin D, period. Lipid profile. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none. Her medication will refill as follows. And firstly, we gave her a dexamethasone injection, 10 milligrams IM. This is for joint pains. She was advised to hold meloxicam for at least a month and to take over the counter Tylenol. She was strongly discouraged from taking any NSAIDs, period. Next paragraph. Medication refill as follows. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days. Number 180, next medication, amlodipine, besalate, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, lisinopril, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, metformin, 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, levothyroxine, 10 micrograms, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, HCTZ, 12.5 milligrams. For 90 days, one daily for 90 days, number 90. No refills. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.